That was the WGXC Afternoon Show. Stay tuned for Clubhouse Radio live from Catskill.
Shut down this facility, not allow...
Don't fall in love with me yet. We only recently met. True, I'm in love with you, but you might decide I'm a nut.
Gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes. I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Yeah, said he want no vibes. Came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit. Came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love. Girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes. Came back like I never left. Only do it if it feel natural. I can't force it. They say where you get that swag from. I bought this. If you ask me, then I'm number one, but that's my opinion. You could go check the stats yourself, just start signing in it. Try and compete with me in the same lane. Run, I'm in my own way, see if they maintain. Feeling like I'm almighty, so a bang bang. Some hopes for the gang gang, smoke for the pain pain. Fashion, fashion, yeah, fashion fanatic, yeah, yeah. To money and addict, yeah, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah, yeah. Got so much packs on me, you would think I'd be trapping, yeah, yeah. I guess that what happens, yeah, yeah. When you really got it, yeah, yeah. Know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. What you tryna talk about? It ain't about money. I don't hear no notification, not the bank calling. Got the keys, I could pick a door like the warden. You can't even roll a mic, gas, blunts floating. What even what happened? I'm like a virgin in Paris, yeah. Oh, that's a bitch, I'm embarrassed, yeah. Boy, my son, carriage, yeah. We having fun with this still. I can tell that you overthinking. I could do it with my eyes closed. You can see that I'm barely blinking. Fashion, fashion, yeah. Fashion fanatic, yeah. To money and addict, yeah, yeah. The money and baddies, yeah, yeah. Got so much packs on me, you would think I'd be trapping, yeah, yeah. I guess that what happens, yeah. Yeah, yeah. When you really got it, yeah, yeah. Know it's gonna be easy to me. I got a bankroll. Shooters doing what I say so, cause they on payroll. I got all purple on my shoes, I look like Saints Row. If I let you take my flick, you better catch my angle. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left. Said that she gon' let me hit, came back, now she undressed. Thought you got my real love, girl, that was another test. Said he want no vibes, came back like I never left.
Okay, hi. Well, sorry about that. Hi, hello. I'm DJ Sean Money. Okay, we got the Lils with us. So they a little nervous today, you feel me? Just a little bit, because they a little new to it. So we're going to split this little hosting thing. So we're going to split the hosting today. Yeah, you talk. Yeah.
I haven't been on this side of the mic in a long time, y'all. DJ Phoebs hanging out. Welcome to Clubhouse Radio. Welcome to all of our listeners to Clubhouse Radio. Because we're on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre Catskill Hudson. Stay tuned, y'all. We got some good conversation coming up. We're going to be talking about some serious issues. We're going to talk about school, racism, bullying, and food. All very important things. And we'll be back after news and weather. So stay tuned, y'all. You don't want to miss it.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, April 29th. Temperatures range from 28 degrees in Hubble Corners to 37 down on the ground in West Athens. Soil temperature is down, also around 45 degrees. Expecting a spike this weekend, so we'll see how that goes. Get back to you guys on Monday. Things aren't going to be as bad as they were yesterday. We will still have a windy afternoon today with gusts reaching 30 miles per hour. Mild yard cleanup may be in store. A high of 57 degrees happens at 3 p.m. Overnight, winds calm down and temperatures fall to 38 degrees. Another questionable night. Saturday is looking wonderful. Low cloud cover, sunburn starts becoming a concern, and we get a high of 60 degrees at 4 p.m. Most of the day will be considered chilly, so layer up. 40 degrees overnight takes us into a dry, sunny Sunday with a high of 67 degrees. The lows are getting warmer. Only 44 Monday morning, and as of now, Friday morning, I don't see the 30s coming back after next week. Pollen levels for today will be high. Maple, juniper, and ash being the major aggressors. Don't expect it to come down this weekend. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 2:48 a.m., low tide at 9:21 a.m., high tide again at 3:06 p.m., and low tide again at 9:30 p.m. If you are hearing the weekend rebroadcast, remember, those times are for Friday. Today's river temperature will be 51 degrees. That means, should any of those venturing out on the river become submerged, they have a nice hour-long exposure time before the cold water renders them unconscious. Remember, boating safety, and inspect those PFDs and keep them within reach. Sunset today will be at 7:36 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:50 a.m. Looking way up, we see a plasma stream is due to hit tomorrow. Solar wind speed is currently 540 kilometers per second at 9.19 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 4 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 118. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Enjoy your weekend, everybody.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Natasha Von Holdridge reports for Columbia Green Media that Columbia County has more COVID-19 cases this month than at the same time last year. Columbia County Department of Health Director Jack Mabb said, and I quote, "The numbers are up. I think it's part of that general trend we're seeing right now," end quote. Columbia County reported 62 new cases April 25th, 18 more cases April 26th, and 27 new cases April 27th. Mabb said, and I quote, "Our numbers are going up, but they're manageable. It's all the same story across the state. The numbers are up, but hospitalizations are not up. We've got 5 hospitalizations today and none in the ICU, intensive care unit. So I think we're going to manage our way to warmer weather and hopefully see a drop in cases because of the warmer weather," end quote. He added, and I quote, "We've got to get some cooperation from the weather. I'm very hopeful and I'm confident we can continue to manage what we have in terms of numbers. I'm very hopeful that we will start to see them go down," end quote. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention currently lists Albany and Rensselaer counties at a high level of risk for catching COVID-19, while Berkshire County is at a medium level and Greene and Columbia counties are considered at a low level. The start of the 11th season of concerts in the Village in Kinderhook has been postponed until an unknown date due to COVID-19. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union reports that after initially ignoring the Hudson Valley, the state has added a public hearing in Peekskill for the state's climate plan. New York had initially scheduled 10 public hearings, but now that number goes to 11. The public has until June 10th to submit comments about New York's plan to reduce global climate change. The Hudson Valley public hearing will be held May 12th at the Paramount Hudson Valley Theater, 1008 Brown Street in Peekskill. The Climate Leadership and Community Protection Act requires New York to reduce economy-wide greenhouse gas emissions 40% by 2030 and no less than 85% by 2050 from 1990 levels. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman reports at New York State of Politics. Comptroller Tom DiNapoli said that New York sales tax collections increased by more than 21% in early 2022, bringing in $901 million more than compared to the first quarter of last year. Almost $5.2 billion was collected. DiNapoli said about the increased inflation and, I quote, local sales tax collections continue to come in strong. While local governments are collecting more, they are also dealing with some of the same increased costs that consumers and private businesses are. With prices rising, we are watching closely to see what impact the rate of inflation and economic volatility is having on New York's economic recovery, end quote. Some county governments, including Ulster County, are giving up their share of gas tax starting June 1st and running through the end of December. Greene and Columbia County officials, so far, are keeping that share and letting consumers pay the gas sales tax this summer. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Clubhouse. I'm Natalia and I'm with
Alana.
Lucas.
Well, okay. Look.
And me.
And me.
DJ Cola.
All right. So far, how are y'all day been?
That's a pretty good question. How has my day been? Pretty good.
Pretty good. That's good.
It was okay.
I don't really know.
I'm kind of in the same boat.
Weird. Low key.
Devin, how was your day?
Same as yesterday.
Boring.
How was yesterday?
Yeah,
what was yesterday like?
Yesterday was horrible.
Oh, so yesterday was just yesterday?
I'm glad it's getting better.
Nah, weird.
Keep that
feel
up.
Feel bad for you.
Weird. Nah, but yesterday, days are always good. You know, always another day where you get to wake up. But, okay, so, mind you, we got some new people. We got the littles on. This is what we calling this group. If y'all don't like it, y'all can have a problem with me later about it. You feel me? But as of right now, since y'all are like the younger generation, because if y'all ever want to really start doing this, y'all can take over for me. Feel me? So y'all could be the next step. You feel me? In doing the radio show. How you feel about that? So weird, that's right.
I probably wouldn't do it.
Wow.
That's
weird. Weird.
I got respect. Weird. That's honest, though.
It is honest.
Too much to manage.
Really? I feel like I could see you doing, like, sound engineer. I'm not gonna lie. I can see you doing it.
Yeah.
I feel like you would be good at it, too.
You would literally get this exact thing.
Wait.
That's your apprentice.
So, right? That's what I'm saying. You could be my apprentice. You really could.
He's just like, no, thank you.
He's just looking at me like, no, thank you. All right. Should we play a game? Like, to smooth things out?
Oh. Yeah.
By the way.
No.
Wait, aren't we supposed to be talking about topics?
Well, I mean, to lighten the mood, but could if you want to get straight into the topic.
Play a game.
All right. So, mind you, once again, I'm DJ Sean Money, your sound engineer, with a lot of hosts today. And you are listening to 90.7 WGXC. So, okay. Let's see. Would you rather
pick the first option?
Would you rather wear Nikes or Pumas?
Nikes.
Honestly, whatever was more comfortable.
I agree with him.
Would you rather be able to time travel but only 5 seconds into the future, or only travel 5 seconds into the past?
Ooh,
that's actually okay. What's the other option?
Only travel 5 seconds into the future.
Or in the past?
Or only travel 5 seconds past. Into the past.
Past.
Why?
You can like do cool stuff. You can predict somebody's exact words.
Wait, hold
on.
But it's only 5 seconds.
Can't you just
it's like
can't
fun.
You keep on doing it?
Do it twice a day.
Twice
a day.
What's the point of skipping 5 seconds forward?
Mm-hmm. What's the point?
I would do past because if you're in a car crash and you're about to die, just
go
back
and word.
Past and pull the wheel to the side or something.
Word.
By the same logic, couldn't you skip forward and then you'll be fine? Or would you get
you'd be dead.
You'd still be hurt.
You'd be dead and then you can't travel
past
back.
Past is just so much better.
You tell
now,
me, right?
Why would you already go into the past just for like stupid stuff earlier that
goes
day,
into the past for something stupid.
Oh, I know. And then you're just like, wait.
Yeah, I already know this.
Tough. That would be tough.
Nah, Deadwood.
Oh.
No pun intended. All right. So, what are these toxic topics? Well, what y'all got? What are these topics?
I'm not
you go.
Yeah, I know the topics.
I ain't doing that.
Why? Okay, so because one topic really is about like school it. Racism.
I think that's a good topic to start us off.
So what'd you say, Natalia? When is what?
Food.
Food?
Yeah, we have...
You all right? You all right? You seem pretty giggly.
She's always giggly.
What
does
she do the most?
Word.
She be doing the most.
She doing the most?
Yeah, the most.
Word.
Whose topic
idea
was this?
Nah, whose topic was this? Huh?
So which one we doing?
No, I ain't.
Come on, I need someone to talk about it.
Okay, so I'm going to start with racism and bullying at school. Okay.
Okay. How'd I go down?
People call me monkey.
No, that's not even funny. That's not... Nah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not even going to hold you. That caught me off guard. That wasn't even
was
my...
A little bit. I'm sorry that experience has happened.
Word.
I have one.
Real talk.
Okay. So I was walking down the hallway from lunch, and I was with my friends, and they're all black, and this white dude comes up, and he's like, "What's up, my big black monkeys?"
That's wild. No. Nah, you for real? Nah.
They've also been called cotton pickers, bro.
Nah, that's what? Nah, y'all for real? Nah. Wait. Chill out. Y'all for real?
We real. For real.
For real?
They're really racist.
That's really wild.
I feel like I'm really sorry to hear that, and I'm not discrediting that experience. A lot of the time in earlier school, it happens less in high school.
It happens way less in high school.
Because people start to really mature, and then they realize they're stupid. That doesn't mean you have to forgive them. That's stupid. You don't have to forgive them at all for what they did if they called you that.
Yeah.
If you want to, you can. If you want to move on, really, it's your choice, because that's really messed up to do. But it will get better, and you already seem like you guys are coping with it very great, which is amazing. Which is, like, really, you guys kind of have the attitude. You have the positive, like, laughing at it going, which is
most definitely
kind of a good way. All right,
so, one, we could still hear y'all. Like, y'all not slick.
Listen, we're trying to have a simple conversation.
A simple conversation? So that we could all hear you. Don't expose nobody. Come on now. We on live air. Change the name.
Or just
use the first letter.
So mysterious.
Or you could just use the first letter. You could just use the first letter.
Mysterious. He was in class. I don't know if it's true, but they were like calling people the N-word. They're peach white.
What?
I don't know.
Nah, I'm not gonna lie. I would have had a fit. Not gonna lie. DJ Cola. Not gonna lie. I would have had a problem. I really would have had a problem. I would have had a problem. Just know. Y'all know King Von? Y'all know King Von? Y'all like King Von?
Yeah.
Y'all like King Von? Yeah. I like King Von music. I would have been playing that. I just know. I would have been playing some King Von. I would have been highly upset. I would have just been playing some like King Von in the background. You just hear yelling, just be like, oh yeah, you just hear yelling, don't mind it, you feel me? They're just playing, they're just roughhousing, you know, they're just playing, having some fun. Secretly, I'm being very violent. I'm just violent. But other than that, I would have been tight. What about you? What about you? How would you have felt?
Do you have any bullying
stories?
Oh,
no, I would be, like, I would probably just not know how to react. Normally, people can say really bad things to me, and I've matured enough to the point where it doesn't bother me. I know they're stupid, and I really don't have to care about them.
If you were younger, right?
If I was younger, I would probably get in a fight.
Really? Think so?
Yeah. Honestly, even now, I probably still would, just because... Just to, like, stick up for myself.
Just to stick up?
Yeah, that way no more people don't target me, you know, just to get that out of the way. Because eventually you're going to have to do it one way or another. So just logically, I'm not scared to fight. It seems fine.
Mm-hmm.
It
so,
seems a little bit fun, but I don't want to, like, hurt afterwards, you know what I mean?
So
like,
Alana.
Fighting, it seems
Alana.
Like recreational.
Alana. Hi.
Oh, wait.
We can
be. I was telling her story. So basically, I was in school today, and I had a mechanical pencil, and it had like very little lead. And this dude asked me for a pencil, so I gave him the one with little lead. And then he took out the little lead and he started drawing with it because he needed a pencil. And then the math teacher yelled at him.
That was very off topic.
Nah. I'm not gonna lie. Y'all are very. Very random.
Okay.
But
oh,
I mess with it. It's very random.
Okay.
Okay, I have one.
Okay, so today this kid named Mysterious. They had a marker and they drew themselves because they wanted to be black. So they drew their whole entire hair black.
I think. Do they know the implications of that? Are they that like? Do they? Get it? Do they get what they're doing?
Probably not.
Well, if they don't, I think you should, like, just casually have a talk with them. I don't think you should be mad because they might not know what they're doing if they're a little bit sheltered. I should probably, like, confront them, but, like, be calm. Just be mellow. Just know it's something's wrong. We're just vibing.
Okay.
Thanks, bro.
So, I'm not gonna mention any names with this kid. I'm just calling P. Because that's the letter. And Natalia walked up to me, and she's like, did you know that this kid said the N-word? So I'm like, for real? She's like, So we walked up to him. I was like, did you say the N-word? He's like, no. I'm like, are you sure? And then a while later, he's like, yeah, but only my friends heard it.
But,
and it was in front of like the whole class. And then he started crying. And then
he told the teacher who was his dad's friend. So they were close. And the teacher sticked up to the kid and said that.
That kid. Corona much.
Get the life out of me.
That kid P. cries over everything.
I'm not gonna lie. You just scared the living world out of me. Why? privilege. I understand. So yeah, same. Yeah, I feel you. Same vibe. To each their own. Right, littles? To each their own. Feel me? As long as you doing what you gotta do to get through, and you know you doing the right thing, you feel me? You good, feel me? Come on. Just know. Y'all good. Y'all got it.
I hate this one teacher. Gets on my nerves.
A lot of teachers get on my nerves.
You know why?
When you get to high school, it gets way better. I promise you.
Okay. Yes. So, we were doing the state test, and this teacher.
I missed.
Guess
it is.
So, I was like. I went to go grab a like coloring sheet because I was done, and like it's quiet, so like I was like, I'm not gonna be loud or anything, so I just grab it, and guess what the teacher does?
What?
Grabs it, rips it up, and throws it in the trash.
What?
You for real?
For real?
That's wild.
Why?
Did you tell the principal?
No, because they don't do nothing. Like actually, they don't do nothing.
Oh,
I have a story. They don't do nothing.
Okay, okay. I got one thing to say before your story. DJ Cola.
Yes.
You remember state test?
Yes.
Where you didn't have to pass them?
Oh, you just said, boop, 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 this answer.
Yeah, yeah. I was a C kid.
Who cares? It's a state test.
Weird.
You don't get graded on it.
Then you get to high school and you're just like, I have to pass.
Wait, does a state test count for a grade?
Can I say my story now?
No, okay.
You can go ahead.
So, one of these kids hit somebody because they were being rude to one of them.
Okay.
And so I went up to them and I said, you beat the S word out of that one person.
Okay, W.
Okay. So.
Shut up. There we go.
No, fool me.
So.
You beat the shut up out of the kid. Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the printable grabs my arm and turns me around and just yells at my face, excuse me?
Is that?
Can
is
they do that?
I was going to cry.
I mean, probably. I mean, probably.
Oh, with the,
I mean, I guess. If you vibing like that, you moving like that, I mean, do what you gotta do. I mean, get your bunnies. Get your rep up, you feel me?
What? Let's just know our friend group got into too many fights.
So many. It's so crazy.
Mostly me and Natalia.
What grade y'all in? Well, okay, I got a question. What
that happens a lot in earlier
sixth?
Grades, too.
Six?
We're all in sixth grade.
All in sixth. All
yeah, right. That happens at that age.
Sixth grade? No, I remember.
I don't get into fights.
I'm not going to lie.
It's just
the worst year of my life was probably sixth grade.
I'm not going to lie. I was being a little menace when I was in sixth grade. I'm not going to lie. I was being a menace. I threw a desk on a kid's head. I'm not going to lie. I was being a menace. Look, okay.
W.
You need Jesus.
Y'all want to hear my story of when I was in sixth grade?
Yes.
All right. So, me personally, right, my family wasn't in, like, the best situation at the time, right? You know, family lost. We all lost someone at least once or more, feel me? So, my grandma was struggling, right, in the hospital. Real sick. And this real skinny kid, rest in peace to him. I didn't mess with him. I'm gonna call him Jay. This kid named Jay was talking so much garbage, like just about my family. And
that's just wrong.
Okay. Now, mind you.
Sixth
right?
grade? Yeah, you got it.
Sixth grade. So I told my class, like, why I ain't come to school for, like, a good minute. Because, mind you, I wasn't coming to school because, like, how sad I was, you feel me? So my class knew why I wasn't coming to school. And I guess, like, me and the kid got into it. And he was saying such and such to me. Mind you, I didn't even rile him up or nothing. He just started randomly chatting at me, right? So he's like, such and such, that's why your grandma in the hospital. That's why your grandma's sick, da-da-da-da-da. So mind you, me being me, when I was sixth grade, I was violent, you feel me? So, but I was always the kid that, like, quiet. Yeah, I was the quiet. Yeah, I was chill. I was laid back. I've always been laid back.
That's the opposite of me.
But I was mad outgoing, too, at the same time. So, me and him got into it, da-da-da, you feel me, he, mind you, I've always been a big kid, so, he, mind you, he was real skinny, and he hit me, and,
he threw the first punch,
yeah, he threw the first punch, so, what I did is, when I hit him back, and I got him to the ground, and then he started, like, he was whining to me, told me to stop, and I was hitting for a good little minute. Then I stopped because I felt bad. Because I was like, you know what?
You shouldn't have stopped.
Look, this is why I say I felt bad. Because one, I was a good kid, right? I ain't really get into fights like that. I ain't do nothing wrong. So.
You feel bad now, though? Would you keep going?
Nah.
I have a whole
reason why I would keep going. And
I would just knock him out so his mouth stops.
After I got off him, right, mind you, he's like laying on his back. I'm on top of him, just hitting him, right. Yeah. I mean, I hit him like a good minute, like a good while. So then I stopped and I felt bad. Then I was going to take myself to the office and tell them everything would happen. The kid gets up, right? Jay gets up. And you want to know what he does? He taps me on my shoulder. And then he slaps me in my face.
Oh, he got the wrong
man.
I promise
you. Don't do that to somebody who literally just beat the Pope out of you.
Word, right? So then I had remorse for him. I stopped hitting him. Because I knew what I did was wrong, right? Mind you, remember, I was 6th grade. I was like, what? How old are y'all? Like, how old is 11? I was like 11, 12, right? I was 11. So then I was 11, probably like turning 12, right? And I knew what I did was wrong, right? So I was going to go. He tapped me on my shoulder. He slapped me. Mind you, we had like this little circle table, like half like circle table, right, in our class. I got really mad, like, after I just stopped basically pummeling him. He slaps me. I gave him remorse. He slapped me. So I got mad, and I pushed him.
That's not,
like, when I pushed him, I tackled him. And then what I did, you know those little metal desks?
Yeah.
That have, like, the little cubby holes in it? Mm-hmm. So what I did, don't do this. Don't do what I did. What I did is I got very mad. I mean, I got very, very, very mad. And I picked up the desk. I picked it up by, like, the back two legs. And I kind of just, like, dropped it on his face.
Oh! Is that how he died?
No.
He didn't ask.
He did. But, like, not because of me. Not because of me.
He died from complications later that night.
No. Okay. Rest. Okay. Look. Rest in peace to him. Okay. Look. Instead of leaving out details. All right. So, my grandmother had cancer, right? And she was in the hospital. I mean, like, it was bad, right? Couple years later. Okay. So, my grandma had cancer. She was in the hospital, right? He basically told me that my grandma was going to go to hell, and I lost it. I mean, like, I lost it. It was mad out of pocket. It was so disrespectful, right? I lost it. We ended the fight, right? I threw a desk at his face. Couple years later, rest in peace to him once again. Even though I didn't get it wrong with him, he died of cancer, sadly. I promise you. You don't make fun of somebody for having cancer and then they die from cancer. Word. It was messed up.
You didn't even need to beat him up.
Look. Okay, look. Right. Mind you. At the time, no one knew. Like, this was way in the future. We even knew that he was sick. Like, nah, look. Okay, look. Okay. At the time, okay, look. So my friends blame this on me to this day. Like, okay, look. So when I get mad, I get very mad. Like, I don't get mad for a short amount of time. Like, I get mad for a long time. Like, I hold it. So when I found out he was sick, right? And they told me, like, his condition. What I said to my friend is, watch your mouth. So what did you just say? What I said right to my friend, I was like, dang, karma's a B. And I was like, that's why you shouldn't talk about cancer like that in a joking manner.
Yeah.
And it just so happened to be that a couple years down the road, he ended up having cancer, sadly. But the moral of the story was not to talk about people, family, and not to talk about cancer in such a joking
manner.
Before they
get beat and dead.
Nah. Whoa, calm down, bro. That's not even like the moral. Let me finish. The moral of the story. Look, I really want you to listen to this. The moral of this story is it's not good to start fights. It's not good to fight. And on top of that, the main moral of the story is just don't talk about people, family, especially if you know they're going through something hard. For me, because we don't know how people's lives is. Like, we don't know people as much as we do. Feel me? So it's never really good to judge somebody just by their look or what they do. Because it's each his own. But besides that topic, what are we going to get into?
No, I want to, like, in the mood with a funnier fight. How
can I
that?
Say something first?
Yes, of course.
Sure, sure.
I kind of feel bad for that kid.
No, yeah.
He got beat up after he's, well, I'm not really, I don't really feel sympathy for him because he said something wrong about your grandma.
Yeah.
But also, you beat him. You beat him up.
I didn't beat him to a pulp.
You beat him up.
No,
then
no.
you slammed a desk on his head, and then he got cancer.
No, no, no. Look, it was a couple years down. It was a couple years later. Like, it was. Look, mind you, look. We didn't find out about his condition until we were in high school. Mind you, he moved away when he was like. Yeah, he moved away that year. He moved away of sixth grade. Because. No, no, like, well, he kept fighting me. We kept fighting, like, through, like, our whole sixth grade year. Like,
oh.
Like, we fought through, like, a whole sixth grade year. We had the same class.
Did you slam a computer on his head?
No. I don't break school. I don't break.
You slammed a chair on his head. Okay.
But, as of right now, it is 6:35. And then we'll be back with a song from that DJ Cola. Picked.
And then we're going to come back with another funny story to lighten the mood.
Yes. Okay. Right. Okay. That's good.
We will be back.
We get it. That's please. We get it.
Okay.
We'll be back. We get it. Y'all don't feel sympathy. Even though that's very bad. As of right now, we are still on and they can still hear you, folks. So what we're going to do is get into the daily news and we will catch you after that. Okay. Bye.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. Kathleen Moore is reporting for the Times Union. The Albany School District is recommending that everyone wear a mask indoors at school as a result of a COVID-19 surge. The district wrote in a letter posted online and sent to parents and guardians on Thursday, April 28th, and I quote, "Due to the significant rise in new COVID-19 cases among City School District of Albany employees and students over the past week, the district is strongly encouraging everyone to wear masks inside all buildings," end quote. In the previous 7 days, the district said 72 students and staff tested positive for the virus. The district said it was the most infections in 1 week ever. The infection rate also represented a sharp increase over recent weeks. In the first 20 days of April, there were 47 cases. For all of March, there were 48 cases, according to the district. District spokesperson Ron Lesko said most of them developed symptoms before returning to school and have not been in school buildings since before spring break. The district is not making masks mandatory. Lesko said, and I quote, "Because the state said they're optional for all schools in New York State," end quote. Albany County is not required masks either. On Monday, the County Health Department issued a public advisory recommending that everyone wear masks indoors because of a surge in cases locally. Other area school district officials expressed surprise at Albany's recommendation and said they have no plans to follow suit. Read the full story in the Times Union. Susan Arbetter is reporting for Capital Tonight. Green Party candidate Howie Hawkins is running for governor for a fourth time. In 2010, Hawkins earned 59,000 votes, or 1.3% of votes cast, enough to secure ballot status for the party. In 2020, the Greens lost that status after former Governor Andrew Cuomo pressed for a higher vote threshold for third parties. Hawkins said of the new threshold, and I quote, "We call it the ballot access exclusion law. It's a party suppression law," end quote. It's a party suppression law, end quote. Hawkins is running again with Gloria Matera. Last week, the Green Party started gathering the 45,000 signatures they need to submit by May 31st to get them on the 2022 ballot. Hawkins said, and I quote, "I didn't plan to run for governor again, but here I am," end quote. The Green candidates are renewing their party's longstanding call for a Green New Deal to address the climate crisis and economic insecurity by hiking taxes on the wealthy and instituting new taxes like the stock transfer tax. The Greens are proposing an economic bill of rights that includes universal single-payer health care, a guaranteed minimum income, a $20 minimum wage, affordable housing, and tuition-free public education from child care and pre-kindergarten through college and technical schools. Read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. Bill Williams is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Police agencies in Greene and Columbia County will be participating in the Drug Enforcement Administration's Nationwide Drug Takeback Day on Saturday, April 30th. The event occurs twice a year in April and October. On Saturday, unused or expired prescription medication can be disposed of safely at several sites. Columbia County has three, Greene County four. Greene County locations include the Greene County Sheriff's Office at 45 Haverly Memorial Drive in Coxsackie, CVS Pharmacy at 76 Route 32 in Cairo, Coxsackie Police Department at 119 Mansion Street, and the Wyndham Police Department at 371 Route 296 in Hensonville. The Columbia County old and unwanted prescriptions can be dropped off at the Hudson Police Department on Union Street, the Columbia County Sheriff's Office on Industrial Track in Greenport, and at the Chatham Police Department at Tracy Hall on Main Street. Medications will be collected between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Greene County Sheriff Pete Kaminsky said, and I quote, "We want to make it easy as possible for people to dispose of their unneeded old medications so it doesn't end up in the wrong hands," end quote. During Prescription Take-Back Day in October, roughly 744,000 pounds or 372 tons of medication were collected nationwide, according to the DEA. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
My apologies. Hi. Hello. Okay. All right. So at the right now, we have a special guest. Yes, your mic is on.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Hi.
How's it going? Hi. I'm very well. I'm happy to be back. Nice to be back.
How would you like to introduce yourself once again?
As Mabadila, as always, I have been given the wonderful gift of being a mother to many people other than my own children. People call me Ma and Auntie and Grandma, who have no blood relation. So I find that to be endearing. So I accept to be called Mama Badila or Mabadila.
Okay, I mess with that. So, How your day going?
Oh, my day's going swell. We're in the middle of the, how you say, the final, you know, like the last run.
Home stretch
of this preparation for one of our events. Because, you know, I have for many years been involved in, with our family-based Diata, the International Folkloric Theater. We write and produce community plays. And we've done 16 of them, very big productions. And last year we celebrated my passing of the torch, which actually was a carrot. We had no torch, so part of torch was played by carrot.
Is that a show? Is that a show? Or like you were actually like passing a torch?
I was passing the torch because I'm not going to do those huge productions anymore. So it's extremely a lot of work, even with a great team. I passed the torch. My son Gunga picked it up, and he had last fall, in fact, we arranged what we call a revival of the fittest. We brought back music from the past. We got dressed up like these people. I played the part of Sister Rosetta Tharpe, if people don't know, the mother of rock and roll. Mm. And how many knows a black woman playing electric guitar? Chuck Berry used to
call
say,
it up for
he
us
said, Sister lot. Rosetta Tharpe, he said, Chuck Berry, and you know it's a great Hall of Famer too, he said his whole career was a Rosetta Tharpe impersonation.
Really?
Yeah, she's phenomenal. And you would never know it. She used to do a gospel music and then secular music, and she's playing electric guitar in the 40s, man, 50s, 60s. It's fantastic.
That's awesome.
She's in the Hall of Fame now, but not until 2017. Rosetta Tharpe.
Okay.
Sister Rosetta Tharpe. She has some beautiful music.
So, now you're at the clubhouse getting set up for not another theater performance, but an event nonetheless.
This is going to be a spring affair garden party, and we're having it right upstairs in the clubhouse right here in Hart and Catskill. We're wanting to let this be an introduction to those who don't know and a reaffirmation to those who do that the clubhouses, the spot in Philmont, the Hudson home base, I call it, in Hudson, and then the Catskill Clubhouse are aligned. And there are many programs available for young people to come in and just drop in or even sign up and be part of an ongoing production like we have in Hudson. A lot of our youth are ongoing, so we have the Cooking Conversations Club and who are preparing hors d'oeuvres for Sunday. We were able to write and receive an arts and education grant through the Council of the Arts here. They have it called CREATE. Okay. It's a council for resources in arts, education, and technology. Technology and education, so it's CREATE. But either way, they're here, and they've been doing this for so long, and they've been supporting our work for many years. And every one of our major community theater projects has been funded in part as them as being one of our major sources. And because of that, that grant allows us to get what we need to produce what's going on upstairs, the decor, the food.
It's pretty exciting.
Even paying the artists who are going to be teaching us. We have Tangu, my daughter, who's a pastry chef. She was an executive chef for 5 years.
Your daughter's a pastry chef?
Tangu, the one that does those beautiful paintings. Yeah. She was executive, top chef in pastry at the Crosby Street Hotel. So we're going to have some phenomenal pastries on Sunday.
So I have a question. Could you put in a good word for me? if you could. I really like apple pies and apple pastries.
That's my specialty.
Little,
I was about to say.
Tangu
doesn't do apple pie. She does chocolate pudding cake. She does these fantastic cheese cakes.
Custard
filled.
So
fruit tarts. She does. In fact, when she used to come, it's off the subject, but when she used to come, we used to go down there to the Crosby Street. We'd sit there waiting for her to come out with her team. And she'd wear her little red beret, her little trademark. Her staff would come behind her, and it would be a parade of pastry. Fantastic desserts. And it looked like you want to just pose them on a table like a decoration, like a sculpture. But they were phenomenal. And this is what's going to happen on Sunday. But miniature. Anyway. It's
wait,
a garden
wait,
party.
I got a question. Okay, muffle. You said that your specialty is apples.
No, apple banana. I want an award.
Apple and banana. Mm.
I want an award for this apple banana pie.
Okay, so I got a question.
They call it tropical local fusion. Okay, but it's not going to be there on Sunday. Don't look.
It will not be there.
I
got a question. Could you do me a favor, Cause you know I love your cooking. You know I love your snacks. So if you could really
go ahead,
do me a favor
and
hook me up, hook a brother up.
What's your birthday, son?
March 6th. I really like
apple
pie. You feel me? You could make me one on Sunday.
But I'm sorry. On Sunday I make you mikate.
What's that?
That's this thing we do in Africa and Congo and also in Ivory Coast. They make it with it's non-dairy. It's plantains, overripe plantains. You just put some sugar and some spices in there, vanilla, cinnamon.
Yeah.
And I use self-rising flour. And you just fry that. We're going to make them on site on Sunday. They are so good.
You made a banana.
It's like fried dough. It is.
You made that at the clubhouse one time, right?
Yes, I did. Many
times. It's going to be there on Sunday?
On Sunday.
Oh, man, I'm coming Sunday.
Live and direct.
Now it's coming.
So if there's no other reason to come on Sunday, people, we're having food. But no, the real reason to come is so you could be introduced to the marvelous programming offered by the combined clubhouses, because you have recovery here in Catskill, you have the tracks program and all that, and I saw your performance. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
And then I saw that inspired me to invite the people to come and perform. If they want to, they're welcome. In Hudson, we have the cooking, we have the art club, we have, my son has a boxing thing, so we bring people over to boxing. We bring people to different programs, and we have trips and such. We have a horse riding and care program going on right now with High and Mighty, 8-week program, so we have a lot going on in Hudson. And then in Philmont, at the spot, they have hip-hop, they have, a community discussion group, they have drawing and painting. Phenomenal. And in the background, I'm hearing, Sister Rosetta Tharpe. I played her at that event last fall. I sang Didn't It Rain, but this is nice. The idea is that we need to know what resources we have available for young people. There's a lot of stress, there's a lot of anxiety, and there's really a lot of confusion going on about what there is to do. And there is a lot more to do than people think. So in order to find that out, you need to be introduced to what's available. And they can come in, drop in, or hang on, just be involved in stuff and just be part of creating the program. Like if there's something that we don't offer that you think you really ought to have as part of our programming, Bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so can I ask something?
Sure.
That's okay. So what is the performance on Sunday?
Well, we have a couple of them. We're going to have demonstrations of the boxing club. We're going to have demonstrations of some things. But we're going to have a traditional African folkloric dance called Kimpasi, which is a symbolic dance of rites of passage. We have also a Caribbean scene. Just celebrating like the soca music, the high life kind of celebratory ambiance of the Caribbean, and that's going to be our focus. But there's also so many other ways that we can create. Like somebody can do more contemporary dance if they want to. Some people can do war.
Open for performances.
It's open. Well, that's not open on that day.
Okay.
But we open for people to come in and offer ideas to create other performances and also other events.
Well, later. Like sometime in the future, if you would. Like
absolutely.
Thank you.
You are so welcome in advance. I heard you the other day at the tracks presentation.
Thank you so much.
I told Aisha, come and dance. You're welcome.
Did you hear me?
I did. That's why I said.
Yeah, y'all. Yeah,
I heard you both times. Yeah, your tracks crew was invited. We'll put you in the program, but I need to know, if it's going to be happening, and I can put the program together. Because what we're going to do mostly, having live music, activity tables where you can actually make art, take it home. We have a giveaway of Grow Black Hudson, which was created by my daughter when the whole issue with the Floyd, George Floyd, was such a horrible thing. And we realized also afterwards when this COVID thing hit that a lot of African people are indiscriminately, it seemed like, you know, having it more so they thought, mm-hmm. until we realized later on that the actual continent of Africa is the least affected. But I noticed that because of what we eat, we find ourselves in a disparity of health because we don't eat properly, often because of funding, trying to get what's just feed the kids. And I remember when we first moved here, we didn't have any money hardly, and we would buy what we could afford. We never bought juice. We didn't buy eggs. We ate what we could afford.
Yeah, you bought what you could.
Yeah. And we wouldn't buy organic food because it's three times the price of everything else. So now I do. Now, you know, I don't eat meat. Even then, I was able to nourish the family. I'm thankful because we were able to have also people like Kaya and the Germantown Farm. They would offer us farm share. Now with Long Table Harvest, we receive farm share. But we also buy our food because, you know, now I'm employed more gainfully, so I'm able to do better. But during the time when you don't have money, I can see why a lot of folks who don't have money, black and white, and anybody, if you don't have money, you're going to eat what you're going to eat. You're going to feed your family with how you can and honorably do what you best.
My father actually lived like most of his childhood off of rice and beans.
I'm telling you, that's what. And it's nourishing, it's filling. I used to make biscuits. I mean, we would have sometimes pasta and rice and potatoes. You know what I mean?
That's actually a fire dinner. Some sauce. I would eat that for sure.
That sounds mad good.
With sauce. And I would season it up. You know it would taste good.
Yeah,
I put
seasoning can do a lot for a lot.
And the kids are all grown up. They're all strong. That, you know. But over time, I realized, as we grow and we realize as a collective, more than me as an individual, that if we're not eating properly, your health is at risk. Mm-hmm. Your health is really based on what you put into your body. So your environment, you know, if you're around people who are stressful, you got to pull away from those people. If you're eating food that's not nourishing, you need to change your diet. Even your employment. If you're working in every day, oh, God, I got to see her again. I can't stand to be in that company. Something about what you're doing during your day has to be productive for your spirit to be able to enjoy the life essence that it is and engage in its body. You can't spend your whole day stressed and anxious and angry and feeling guilt and shame. You cannot prosper that way. So what we're trying to do is offer ambient things that are engaging, inspiring, and hopefully interactive so people will want to engage as a community together. Yeah.
Well,
like Sunday.
All right. So speaking of Sunday, you got anything else to say about Sunday I end up turning this up so that they way they can vibe
music?
To this lovely music. By the way, I just want to say once again, if you're just listening, you are on 90.7 FM WGXC and you are listening to Clubhouse Radio. Now,
Sister Rosetta Tharpe, the mother of rock and roll. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
Now, as of right now, it is 6:53. I didn't think we was that far into our show. But sadly to say, we is that far into our show. Pretty soon, around like 6 minutes from now, we're going to be
heading out. So I can cap it in 1 minute. Give me 60 seconds. All right. On Sunday, time it now, a spring affair garden party for celebrating the collective efforts of all three Columbia and Greene County clubhouses, including the Spot in Philmont, the home base in Hudson, and Catskill's phenomenal recovery place we have here with all kind of programs going on, especially this youth radio. Mm-hmm. Sunday is free, open to the public. It is not wheelchair accessible anymore because the original space where we were going to have it, we could no longer use it. So we're here at the clubhouse. It's very beautiful, by the way, upstairs, but it's not wheelchair accessible. There will be some programming outside. I can't say what because it's kind of like a surprise.
Oh, a surprise.
But we have activity tables, and it's going to be an activity adventure outside, which you'll see on Sunday. Food, music, great company, activities that keep you creative and go home with a souvenir of them, and just getting to see each other, know each other, and vibe as a community. That in and of itself is the garden party.
The garden party.
You're all
welcome. What time on Sunday?
From 3 to 7 p.m.
And 455 Main Street.
455 Main
Street.
You've
never been to the clubhouse. We're at 455 Main Street.
It's beautiful, by the way. The art on the walls down here. It's nice. It's really a very nice in a inviting place. I like being here.
It's so, like, refreshing. Instead of just day in, day out with, like, nothing to look forward to. It's just so nice being able to go to it. Yeah.
I look forward to every day. I'm blessed every day. I'm thankful in the morning. I'm thankful in the evening. And when you go there... Look, I don't want anybody to go yet because I want you to be surprised and amazed. Because, I mean, I can't even tell you how many flowers are in that room. It looks like a spring garden.
Really?
And we have to get, you know, some features have to be made and have to sound effects behind them to give you the real allure. But be prepared to find a magnificent adventure going on. And be also assured that that adventure will be happening because you are there.
Well, all I can say is thank you for joining us.
So welcome. Thank you.
On our lovely show.
I love your show.
Of this Friday.
Enjoy
and thank you for
wonderful.
Letting us play this wholesome and lovely music.
Turn up, Sister Rosetta.
Yeah, get it.
Turn up.
So, yeah, we're going to play this. Actually, we may just play this under because I'm not going to lie. It is 6:56. So I just wanted to say if y'all had any shout-outs, y'all could say it. I just want to say, yay, we have DJ Feeb in the building. Usually, you know, DJ Feeb. Usually on the computer, and we usually only see him through a screen. But it's very great that we get to see you in person. How you feeling?
It feels good.
Feels good. Well, DJ Feeb, you got any shout outs to say?
I do. It's Arbor Day, so shout out to all the trees.
That's right. Save a tree.
Uh-huh.
Hug a tree.
Uh-huh.
And thank a tree for your oxygen.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Shout out Roman Lincoln at birthdays recently at Clubhouse.
Yeah, happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Today is my 3-year anniversary working at Clubhouse.
Yeah.
I just found out.
Double today. Happy, happy. Yes.
That's what I got.
That's what you got.
Very good, though.
Oh, yeah, that's a percussion ensemble playing on Sunday, too.
Whoa.
They're live and they're
ready. Yeah, I was about to say, this has to be like the new clubhouse clap we just did.
Wait, what was it?
International Folklore Theater Percussion Ensemble.
It was called Sunday, right? The Garden Party?
The Spring Affair Garden Party.
The Garden Party.
You are the guest of honor.
Well, y'all are all welcome to go. I hope we end up seeing y'all there, seeing new faces. Mind you, it's on Sunday.
455 Main Street in Catskill.
You heard them there, folks.
Upstairs.
So what we going to do, we going to head out, you feel me? Thank you. I just want to shout out to the Littles. Thank you for being on today.
Yeah.
Thank you for making the spirits up more than usual, because usually we be having some chill vibes, you feel me? The next generation, the Littles, be bringing it up here. So what we going to do, we going out. We going to dip.
All right. We'll see y'all. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Because I'm telling you why. Jesus is the coming from his throne on high. Many are the weary, the lone and sad. They're gonna wish they hadn't done the things they had. Now how you gonna feel about when the things he say on that judgment day? I say